Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will participate in the Supreme Court's remote oral arguments today. She'll be calling in from Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She had treatment there for her gallbladder. One of today's big cases is about access to birth control. Here to explain is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
At issue in the case is a Trump administration rule that significantly cuts back on access to birth control under the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare, the massive overhaul of the healthcare system, sought to equalize preventive healthcare coverage for women and men by requiring employers to include free birth control in their healthcare plans. Automatically exempted from the provision were houses of worship like churches and synagogues, but not nonprofits like religiously affiliated universities, charities, and hospitals, who employ millions of people who want access to birth control for themselves and their family members. For these nonprofits, the Obama administration enacted rules providing a workaround to accommodate the employer's religious objections. The workaround was that an employer was to notify the government or the insurance company or the plan administrator so that the insurance company could provide free birth control options to individual employees, but separate from the employer's plan. Some religiously affiliated groups still objected, contending that signing an opt-out form was essentially authorizing the use of their plan for birth control. Among those objectors was the Little Sisters of the Poor, an order of Catholic nuns that runs homes for the elderly poor. In 2016, when I visited the Little Sisters' home here in Washington, Sister Constance Veit explained why she refused to sign any opt-out form.
The religious burden is what that signifies, and the fact that the government would, you know, be inserting services that we object to into our plan, and it would still carry our name.
Back then, when the Little Sisters case got to the Supreme Court, the justices basically punted, telling the government and the sisters to try to reach a compromise that would still provide seamless birth control coverage for those employees who want it. Although the Little Sisters did eventually get relief from the courts, the fight over the accommodations rules continued right up to the end of the Obama administration. But when President Trump came into office, the administration issued new rules that would give broad exemptions to nonprofits and some for-profit companies who object to birth control on religious or moral grounds. It is those rules, currently blocked by the lower courts, that are at issue today in the Supreme Court. Mark Rienzi, president of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, defends the Trump rules against challenges brought by Pennsylvania and other suits.
Many states are suing, and none of them can find a single actual woman who claims she's been harmed.
And he adds,
there are many, many other ways to provide contraceptive coverage to people if they happen to work for a religious objector.
Rienzi says that employees working for birth control objectors can get coverage from their spouse's insurance plan or by switching to a different insurance plan on an Obamacare exchange. And he says that birth control is available under a program known as Title X, which gives money to state and local governments to provide health care for women.
This idea that Title X could somehow make up the shortfall is just a joke.
Bridget Amiri is deputy director of the ACLU's Reproductive Freedom Project.
The Trump administration and Vice President Pence have long wanted to take away coverage for contraception. They want to block access to birth control. They want to block access to abortion. So this is all part and parcel of the overall attack on access to reproductive health care.
She maintains that if the expanded Trump rules are upheld for religious objectors, hundreds of thousands of women across the country will lose their contraceptive coverage. As she says, there's just no way to maintain birth control coverage for employees who work for a religious objector unless that employer is willing to raise his hand to opt out. But selling that argument to the Supreme Court will be difficult. When the court last considered this issue in 2016, its makeup was far less conservative than it is now. Since then, two Trump appointees have been added to the court, and both those appointees, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, have already indicated strong support for the notion that religious rights may often trump other rights. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.